You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. 42 years ago this month, legendary comedian Groucho Marx died of pneumonia. He was 86 years old. His show business career was legendary, but his final years are a cautionary tale of elder abuse and the importance of end-of-life planning. U of M medical historian and PBS contributor Dr. Howard Markel is here with Groucho's story, and I know you well enough to realize that your first inspiration for being a physician was Groucho. Other people had other kinds of inspirations, like Ben Casey and Dr. Kildare.
Or Jonas Salk.
For me, it's Groucho.
He was Dr. Hugo Z. Hackenbush in A Day at the Races. He's actually a veterinarian who gets a job at a people hospital. And he has one of the best lines I've ever heard. I've always wanted to say it, but I've never had the guts, where he takes a patient's pulse and he says, "Either this patient is dead or my watch is stopped." And it's just such a brilliant line. But I've never had the guts. I think that would shock my patients.
I think it would shock your patients. Yeah. Briefly recap his show business career for maybe younger listeners who aren't as familiar with Groucho.
I always assign Marx Brother movies to my students, actually, because they're so wonderful and hilarious. But Groucho and his brothers, Harpo and Chico, and sometimes Zeppo, he dropped out of the act early on, were vaudeville stars. They traveled all across the country as teenagers and young adults. They then conquered Broadway with three great hits that were the toast of the town, and then later films well into the 1940s. And then, of course, Groucho had a solo career as a game show host called You Bet Your Life, which is no ordinary game show, because Groucho was so funny and could ad-lib so well that when he interviewed his contestants, you never knew what was going to happen. It's just a hilarious show.
So he truly, you know, cut across the boards as far as his show business career. What of his later years?
Well, that's really sad. So he was rather estranged from his children. Arthur Marx, who was a writer, his first son, wrote a book about Groucho called Son of Groucho, and Groucho got very offended by that. It's really not that offensive. It's a very nice book, actually. And his daughter Miriam had a long struggle with drug and alcohol abuse. And then he had another child with his second wife. He divorced his first wife, Melinda, who was often on his show, You Bet Your Life, and later got all confused by the flower children in the 60s, and they became estranged. So he had a girlfriend in the 70s named Erin Fleming, who was in her 30s, and she was a bit actor in movies, and she had aspirations of Hollywood grandeur. And so she controlled his life, basically. She did get him to go back on the stage, and he did in the early 70s a show called An Evening with Groucho, which is quite funny. Marvin Hamlisch was his accompanist, and there's an album or a CD now of it. But you could tell when you're hearing him, he's quite old and forgetful and would forget his lines. So he had some elements of dementia near the end of his life. But she would control him, boss him around, and she later controlled his estate. He made her his executor. He even tried to adopt her so that she could inherit all of his money. And, of course, the Marx children didn't like this control, and it really bordered on abuse. And we talk about elder abuse today. It probably has gone on for a long time, but it's a new phrase.
It's very much on the radar today, right. But back in the 70s,
It wasn't even called that at the time. Just as child abuse, the term child abuse enters the literature, the medical literature, in 1964 and 1965. Now, of course, children had been abused in a variety of ways since there were children. But as far as doctors and social workers and nurses recognizing it as a medicalized disease entity, if you will, that's a rather new phenomenon, and especially for elder abuse is even more recent than that.
And so this overarching problem was the elder abuse and also lack of end-of-life planning.
Right. He didn't have the right will or the right directives. Living wills didn't even exist back then. You know, what do you want to do if this happens or that happens? This is, they've been derided in recent years as so-called death panels. They're nothing of the sort. The idea that you would speak with your doctor and your lawyer about what you want to do near the end of your life while you're still competent, mentally competent, is a really great idea, because it's a tragedy that unfolds in every hospital every day across the United States and elsewhere as well, because it's a worldwide problem now.
And what kind of health issues did he deal with as his life
wound down? Well, he had dementia. He had a lot of cardiac problems. He had some heart attacks and the end result, heart failure. He broke his hip once and then it was repaired and then broke it again. So he had – it was a very common story for any of us who have taken care of our elderly parents. And the dementia is a particularly difficult problem, especially then because we didn't know much about it. But it must be very frustrating for an adult child to deal with a parent who doesn't remember things and doesn't remember even who they are.
Who's already estranged from that parent.
Right.
So
right.
So even after his death, were things ugly afterwards?
Yeah. Even on his deathbed, there were, he developed pneumonia, which used to be called the old man's friend because it carries you away quite quickly if you don't treat it. But his children were basically fighting in legal battles as he was in a hospital dying. And this went on actually for many, many years until the early 80s. And Aaron Fleming was actually found guilty of bilking the estate out of at least a half $1 million or more and had to pay that back to the estate. And the children actually got not only the money that Groucho had, but his name and image in this era of branding and everything is on water bottles or T-shirts.
Sure.
That was a big issue as well. But what was really sad was that he did not have a good relationship with any of his children.
What lessons can we learn from this sad ending of Groucho Marx? Even though we are addressing elder abuse, we're addressing bullying of elders, what can we learn from this?
Well, the first lesson, I think, is planning. And it's never too early to meet with your attorney and your physician, with your spouse or your children, and to talk about these issues with your children. And a lot of parents don't want to do that. It's my business. It's my control.
Who wants to talk about death?
Right. And also, what are you going to do with your assets? Mm-hmm. Even your what my grandfather would call your tchotchkes, your
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gets very difficult as well. But we all have to know more about recognizing it, and caregivers need breaks. If they're with that individual for a long period of time, even if they're not an abuser per se, bad behavior can result when you're the only person caring for someone who needs a lot of care. So we all need help, and that's something to think about. But it's a public health problem that all of us need to think about because the population is aging and people live a lot longer than they did. When Groucho died at 86, that was an old man.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see the obituaries 90s and 100. So the problems don't go away with age. They actually combine and transmogrify.
Marking the death of legendary comedian Groucho Marx. As always, University of Michigan medical historian and PBS contributor, Dr. Howard Markel, thank you so much.
Thank you.